Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today, we're talking about the three stages of developing in sales, specifically selling skills. And most salespeople stop at either stage one or they fall victim to stage 3.5. Well, in previous articles, we covered the journey segments of a sales career. In a four-part series, I went through the life and times of the early years all the way through to the later years of a sales career. You can go back and look for the blog titled The Life and Times of an Ag Sales Professional, the early years, and so on and so forth. Today, we cover the selling skills development stages. These are how you learn to sell, learn to manage a territory, learn to become a positive brand to your customers, and ultimately remain top of mind as the go-to salesperson in your market. Well, stage one is the basics. This is the hard skills. It's the beginning, the bread and butter, the basic training course on sales. This is getting your bachelor's degree in selling skills. In this stage, you learn how to connect with customers, ask questions, present on your products, and finally ask for the sale. Most of us have been to one or several of these courses. They are engaging for sure for the new salesperson as they find out that there's an actual process to selling, which they can go through to help them sell. Now, the majority of this development stage is designed around what to do right when you get in front of a customer. And that's pretty important. You got to know that in order to continue to sell. Everybody knows how to drive their vehicle out to the customer and meet them. Now you need to know, what do you do from the minute you get out of your truck and start talking to your customer? Well, in the last 30 years, I've been through about a dozen of these programs and I've facilitated hundreds of them, and they're great. They're absolutely requirement. While engaging for a newcomer, they can seem repetitive to an experienced salesperson, especially the person as an instructor, but they are a great refresher each time you go through them and you hear new ways to understand the old basics. Here's an interesting thing. Often salespeople think they will attend a course like this and learn some revolutionary way that no one else knows, no one else out there knows. The trouble is that selling steps are a fairly old concept, and they're all based on the same or similar steps. This stage is really you got to look at this stage as like the ante to get into the selling game. I'd like for you to look at it as just as I described it, boot camp, your bachelor's degree, or stage one in your development. Now, if you want to be just a little better than the average salesperson out there, tune in to stage 1.5, and that is time and territory management. I've written a couple of articles called The Number One and Number Two Salesperson Killer, and you can go in there and Google those, and you'll find those articles. They're great. The number one and number two salesperson killer is not the steps of the selling process. It's disorganization and calling on the wrong accounts. Both of these are fundamentals of time and territory management. And the problem is that few sales training courses ever discuss these topics. As a salesperson, we are left to figure it out on our own. They give us the keys to the territory, so to speak, a keys to a pickup and keys to a territory. Or the assumption is that we will interrupt our very busy sales manager and ask her, hey, what should I do next? Or who should I call on today? That's just not going to happen. We're not going to stop and ask for help like that. We office from our homes, even more now since the pandemic. So we wake up, take a guess as to who we should go see, and then turn right or turn left out of the driveway for the day. And I know many of you, just like I did, got to the top of the driveway and said, flip a coin, I don't know, let's go right today. Or we go see the accounts we haven't been to in a while, or the accounts that have been complaining recently, kind of the squeaky wheel. Well, let's move on to stage two, and that is what we call the soft skills. And I like to call them the essential skills because it sounds better. We are getting now into the best part of selling and developing yourself in your role. The essential selling skills are often mislabeled, like I said, as soft skills, as if they're easy. The soft really means that they don't have hard and fast measurements. However, they are the most important for long-term success in your agribusiness territory. These skills separate the salesperson from the day-to-day, weekly, or monthly selling process to that of the trusted advisor. Very important step. The salesperson who goes out and does their job of asking questions and presenting on their products and then closing on a sale, they'll have success. Rinse and repeat. Keep doing it. You'll have success. However, They will also get price shopped, and they're going to fight the feature benefit comparisons that customers are constantly doing. And by applying the essential selling skills, you can begin the transformation from vendor to trusted advisor. Now, this doesn't remove all price resistance, nor does it combat all objections. However, it does tip the scales in your favor. Now, the question is, how much? Or how many dollars can I charge from my tractor versus the next competitor? Or my seed variety versus the next competitor? Well, that's a great question, and one that I spent a lot of time discovering with salespeople in workshops and coaching discussions. And as always, it depends. It depends on how much you can differentiate. How much value do you bring to your customer? And value is in the terms of dollars, time, or emotional impact. That's the only three things that you can provide of value to your customer. It's either you save them money, make them money, save them time, make them time, or you have a emotional impact. You reduce frustrations, you increase happiness, or you reduce risk, whatever the case is. So what are some of the essential selling skills out there that you need to develop? Communication, empathy, teamwork, interpersonal skills, work ethic, problem solving, flexibility, continuous improvement, and finally, leadership. There's others, I'm sure, but those are some of the key ones that I like to think about as I work with developing salespeople and how to go from vendor to trusted advisor. As you can see, they're tough to measure and tough to determine how important any one of them is over the other. However, they are learnable and they develop over a lifetime career in sales. The struggle is that nobody really teaches them specifically and speeds up that learning process. So that's what I want you to do. Speed up the learning process on the essential selling skills. Well, you can also kind of see that no matter how good you are at asking good questions and closing or using the right words in your closing, the hard skills, if you lack some of these essential skills, you are not going to sell a customer for very long. You might get a sale, but it might be the last one you get. Ultimately, these two development stages lead to you becoming a brand. So stage three is I want you to think about your development as you becoming a brand. In a recent training session, a salesperson in the group, I was talking about prospecting, he stated that if the prospect doesn't buy from him on the first call, he moves on and does not return. Well, at first I had a lot of doubts on this and I started to challenge because that's not normally the case. We have to call on people, I don't know, 3, 4, 10, 20 times sometimes in order to get them to buy from us. So after some discussion, it turns out that this salesperson has been selling in his market for over 20 years. The customers he works with have some of the highest production yields on their herd. So this salesman's local brand image is so high that he only works with the big herds who know him. You know, he has filled his territory and only takes on a few new customers. So if you are a prospect and you want to work with him, you need to decide pretty quickly. Now, this is a unique situation, and I had to challenge that. You know, it's an example of the highest form of a personal brand. He is very well known, and people prefer to work with him. I'm sure it didn't happen overnight, and this salesperson goes above and beyond for his customers. And the reward comes in the form of excellent referrals and customers who value every chance to work with him. Two important concepts to keep in mind when you think about your personal brand. Number one, you do have a personal brand. Yes, you have a company brand and a, you know, maybe a manufacturer's brand, but you also have a personal brand to your customers. And I describe it as what it's like to do business with you, specifically you. Your customers form this brand of you in their mind over the years as they work with you. Let me share a few personal brand images of salespeople that might be out there. First of all, helpful, too talkative, only see him when there's a sale, stops by with no real purpose, driven to do what's best for me, well connected in the industry. She's my go-to person when something goes wrong. Talks and talks, but never delivers on the talk. Old school, but we have done business with him for so long. Those are some examples of brand images that customers may have of you. Secondly, it's important to keep in mind that your customer owns the brand of you. Yes, that's right. You can and you should do a lot of positive steps to develop your brand, but they actually own their image of you in their mind. At the end of the day, that image in the customer's mind when they think of you is determined by that customer. Their perception is their reality. In many cases, this is the most important brand for you to develop. In the early years of selling, we rely maybe on our company or our manufacturer's brand recognition. And that's great for a little while as you get your feet under you and start selling. But as we work in the industry, we make small additions of positive and small deductions of negatives to our personal brand. And the net effect is what it's like to do business with you. Well, there's a little next step to this as you develop in your selling skills. And I call it stage 3.5 or 3.5. And that is complacency. And so one final thought I want you to keep in mind today. A brand doesn't live forever. It can be altered for good or bad in an instant. Now, we've all seen celebrities or famous sports athletes, whatever, who go down in flames from one wrong comment or tweet or action or indiscretion. In sales, complacency can be one area that trips us up as we develop and have success. Confidence is great, but overconfidence as we gain success can turn a positive brand to negative. There's a little poem out there called Success Leads to Failure that can help us. And it goes something like this. Success leads to confidence. Confidence leads to arrogance. Arrogance leads to complacency. So complacency leads to failure.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.